Welcome to Heartline. This is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home in Fresno. The Evangel Home has been ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. And here's the host of Heartline, Jim Tuck.
All right. Thank you, Ken. We are so appreciative of all that you do for Evangel Home and the Heartline Radio Ministry. And as usual, you know, over the times we've been other places with other people, but we're back in Jerry Brenneman's office. Jerry's the director here, for those of you who may be joining us for the first time. And Jerry, we're coming up on the annual banquet, fall, what's the third Tuesday in September period, the 21st this year. And we're looking forward to that. We are at the Radisson downtown. And 6:30 to 8:30, and we do a really good job of letting folks out by 8:30, so we don't abuse your weeknight and then weekday morning schedule requirements. So Jerry, before we get there, we want to do a little follow-up. We were talking about one of our longtime favorite people, Maxine, who has been here since the 50s, most of that time, been on the board, been on the staff, and she says, I love you. She says she started at the top and worked her way to the bottom, did maintenance for years, and now she's struggling in as her declining years come our way with some mental issues, and it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to watch this unfold. But we talked about the Alzheimer's last week. Why don't you just a brief follow-up so we know how to pray.
Jim, you said it's heartbreaking. Anyone and many people I'm discovering are sharing their lives with people with Alzheimer's. They've cared for people with it. It is heartbreaking. But there is a sameness about it, I think, that if we could all learn from one another of how you work with someone who has that. You know, you don't argue with them. You don't tell them that this really didn't happen, or You can't. I think you can just kind of be with them and knowing the next minute they'll be somewhere else. One of the things we discovered with Maxine was every day, late afternoon, early evening, she would become so agitated. She was staying with us for a few days until we could get a more appropriate facility, which has been done. But in the time she was here, she would not go to the apartment we wanted her to stay in. She wanted to stay here in the room next to my office and sleep until noon and then get up and not a bad life if you can get away with that, huh?
Yeah.
But she's always been a late sleeper. Now, what she was doing at home was sleeping until 11 or so in the morning and then riding the bus all day, going home at night and going to bed. So it was making this condition called sundowners or sundown syndrome worse. I didn't realize there was such a thing until I watched her here. And every afternoon, about 5 o'clock, is when she'd get really agitated and insist on going home, insist that she was going to walk, if nothing else. And it was not the Maxine that we're used to seeing.
Right.
And so, you know, then that would pass. And I mentioned to somebody about this, and they said, yeah, it's sundowner's syndrome. And it does affect many people. You might be in grief, and it's the afternoons that become the worst for a number of reasons, but a little bit I understand with people with dementia is that can be a real thing in a great percentage of them. And so what we were seeing with Maxine, really, that was part of the reason that it wasn't going to work here. We needed consistent people who really knew how to handle that. Where here she's always was going to be getting different people. And we're not set up to minister to that type of thing for very long. But because Maxine is one of us, we really wanted to make sure that interim step wasn't just her dying in her house or just being put anywhere. So I feel like she's in a good home right now, and we're just going to have to, you know, to go with the flow and see how things work out. So Maxine is in a better spot. She's healthier. We discovered she also had some real physical health issues that because of her mental condition, she wasn't taking care of them. So she's getting good medical care also, and I think if she gets that taken care of, gets on her medication, because you know an Alzheimer's person who is given medication for Alzheimer's is not going to take it by themselves.
Right.
And so, you know, that's even crazy to think about that. Yeah, I know you don't remember anything, but remember to take your medicine tomorrow. Okay, did you take your medicine? Yep. Well, she doesn't take her medicine. So that's Maxine.
Then there's also the issue of how she was ministered to. You were talking about the staff members here.
That alone makes it worth my while to have had Maxine here. to watch our staff. And I love, you heard me ranting and raving, maybe you did, several weeks ago. If it wasn't with you, it should have been. And if it wasn't, it was with someone else. Well, we were talking about ethnicity and race. And I think it was because it was one of those, you know, political, something was going on in the news that made us think about it. Our staff is very ethnically diverse. And we were agreeing that you cannot mandate and you cannot have a national discussion on something like race. It's got to start around the kitchen table.
Right.
We did have that conversation.
Yes, we did.
So when I think of Maxine, I think, wow, that is really a blessing. And you talk about beginning your conversation around the kitchen table.
Yeah.
There's Maxine, this little elderly white woman. And it's Roslyn, a former ghetto woman who's African-American, who takes her to the doctor, who makes sure that Maxine keeps her dignity, and she takes Maxine to the beauty shop. You have Cynthia Higuera, Hispanic, who I come to work the other day, and I see her sitting out here on her knees in the dining room tying Maxine's shoes. And just over and over, I saw that with the staff. And Patty Jennings, you know, kind of like Maxine's daughter in a way, Patty is the one that would always argue with Maxine. Patty was the one that Maxine would call and say, I need to go to Costco to get some candy. No, you don't, Maxine. What else do you need at Costco? So Patty became kind of the voice of reason with Maxine and always the one who was taking her to pay her bills because Maxine refused to mail anything. She wanted to, well, that doesn't work too well anymore. And we all of that is under control, so I think that'll be in good shape for the next step also. But I love that, Jim.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful picture of the body of Christ functioning like it's supposed to function.
Yes, I agree.
And that is just a precious, precious picture in that regard. So, Patty Jennings, she's got some, we need prayer for her right now.
Yeah, I feel like I've really become the mother of the group this week with although Patty and I are the same age and Maxine is older,
yeah.
I have the mother role lately. Patty has knee replacement surgery going on. She's really toughed it out for several years. And as we talk today on Tuesday, she will have the surgery today. So I will spend my afternoon waiting for her. Patty is another one that has no family here. She does in California, but none of them are here. So that becomes our... I don't want to say job because it is a family and you do things that you do in your family. It's not a job. It's your family and you love them. And before we leave the family, I want to, when I think of the founding people of Evangel Home, Jim, of course that was, you know, 55 years ago. And at the time they were probably in their 30s and 40s. Most of them have either passed on or are going now. And I just got a call this morning from a man who told me his mother had passed away. He had called me the other day to say she was near death. Nina Nixon. Nina is probably close to, I'm not sure how old she was, but several years ago we honored her as our volunteer of the year. And we did it here. It wasn't done, well, it was done at a banquet because we had her there and we could at least acknowledge her. But to do anything harder because she was getting kind of feeble. We did that here. And I, you know, again, such great love and appreciation for them. And I'm so tickled that they stayed pleased with us through the years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure some of them aren't, or some of them got angry. We do things now differently than they might have then, but we still have Jesus as everything should point to him.
Yeah.
And so I just, you know, Nina Nixon is another saint who is now face to face with Jesus, but I just
I gotta envy her that.
Yes, yeah.
Well, let's take a few minutes now and talk about the banquet. As we speak, it's Labor Day Tuesday, the Tuesday following Labor Day, as we record this. So we're just a couple of weeks away from 2 weeks from tonight, actually, from the banquet. So,
oh dear.
Let's give the contact information up front, and then we'll talk about the banquet. So call us here at 264-4714. You can have a table for 10. We'd love for you to do that for $300. If you want to buy an individual seat, I mean, less than that is $35 a plate. I tell you, and I mentioned it last recording, the dinner last year was, exceeded expectations. Let's put it that way. I wouldn't say it's, you know, gourmet, but it's excellent hotel food. It really was. It was just delicious. And then you're going to hear from some of our ladies telling their testimonies, what God has done in their lives, the changes that have come about as he's worked through the ministry of Evangel Home. And we'll get some pictures of what's going on here. And the pottery lady is going to come. She's actually going to bring a wheel and make some pottery, talking about God using people for his purposes, with that beautiful picture of the potter taking clay and molding it into something beautiful. And so we want you to be here. Did I leave you anything to say?
No, but that's okay, except when you said 2 weeks from today, I just panicked. I mean, we're ready, but we're not. Yeah. We are ready, but I'm not, I guess. I'm just not thinking it's in 2 weeks. There's nothing else we can do except pray that people come,
yeah.
But everything else is set in place. So,
have you brought your MC up to speed?
I think so. I think he knows what's going on. So for those of you who are listening, our MC will be our radio host, Jim Tuck. And I just want to kind of pat Jim on the back and say one reason I wanted Jim to ask you to come and to also be the person that night who will ask for gifts and keep things rolling. He totally knows what goes on here. And I can't tell you how many times Jim has interviewed a woman and his eyes fill with tears before mine do. He totally understands the ministry. And we couldn't have a better representative. So, Jim, thank you very much. I would trust you with my job.
Well, I don't want your job. You have to work too hard. thank you.
But you know what goes on, and you're realistic about it. And, you know, that's a great combination.
Well, it's just a pleasure for me to be. I mean, it's a wonderful calling. Thank you for allowing me this privilege of doing the program, but I'd probably do it anyway, even if you didn't give me permission. I'm just compelled to do it, and so honored that you would ask me to MC the event. And I really want to encourage our listening friends. You guys, you will be blessed. You'll get. We talk about things here. We talk with some of our women. We're going to give you, here's a chance to put faces with the names that you hear, with the stories that are being told. And it will change the way you understand what's going on. It'll make this ministry 3D rather than an ear gate only presentation on the radio. We appreciate your participating with us. We want to get the opportunity to meet you and to say thank you for being with us. But now we're out of time. So we'll see you on the 21st, Lord willing. Thanks for being with us. And Ken, it's your turn. Make it a radio program. And join us next time, our listening friends, here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home in Fresno can be reached by phone in the 559 area code, 264-4714, 24/7 online, evangelhome.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Talk to you again next weekend. For the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.